Last Friday, the state released the results of the Michigan Education Assessment Program, better known as the MEAP. The statewide tests were administered to Michigan residents in grades 3 through 9 last fall for the final time, as the state will move to an online assessment, which is likely to be more aligned with the Common Core standards, in the spring of 2015. With me now by phone to assess the results of the final MEAP test is Sarah Lenhoff. She's the Director of Policy and Research for the Education Trust Midwest, which is a statewide nonpartisan research organization based in Royal Oak. Welcome to Current State, Sarah.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me.
First, give us the good news. Where do we see some improvements?
So we see a little bit of improvement in reading in fourth grade, fifth grade, in sixth grade, and that's where the, you know, it's not much improvement, but a little bit. Overall, the results, though, released on Friday are not good. We see.
So we're going to jump right to the bad news.
Okay, sorry about that.
No, that's not a lot. So there were some gains in science and writing, though, a little bit worth noting.
Yeah, that's right. So in science, we saw sort of the biggest gains, almost 4 points in fifth grade and eighth grade. And then in writing in fourth grade, we saw almost a 4-point gain as well.
Okay. All right, now on to the not-so-good news. What numbers jumped out at you?
So for us, we really look at fourth grade reading as a barometer of how students are doing in elementary school, because reading is in fourth grade, you start reading for other subjects like science and social studies. So we look to that to see how students are doing. And according to data released on Friday, about 70% of students in fourth grade reading are proficient. In eighth grade math, which is a good barometer of how students might do in high school, only about 35% of eighth graders were proficient in math. So we're really concerned about that.
How does this break down? Can you break this down according to race and income levels? I mean, what are you seeing in terms of African-American students, the discrepancy between African-American and white students and lower-income students versus higher-income students?
Right, that's right. So Michigan has long had pretty large achievement gaps in its subgroups. So in African-American students and low-income students in particular, they perform much worse than their white counterparts or higher-income counterparts. So, for instance, fewer than 50% of African-American fourth graders were proficient in reading. And according to our national assessment results, we are actually one of the worst performing states for African-American students. So that's a big concern to us. There are also huge gaps between low-income student performance and higher-income student performance. So, for instance, in public schools in Ann Arbor and in Grosse Pointe, as just two examples, there's actually a 40 percentage point gap between the performance of low-income kids and higher-income kids in eighth grade math.
In the same school district.
Right, in the same school district.
You'd mentioned the national assessments, the National Assessment for Educational Progress, or NAEP. You know, comparing that, I mean, how accurate of a reading, in your view, are we getting with these MEAP results?
Yeah, I think, so the state did some work a couple years ago to better align with our national assessment, which is really considered the most rigorous and kind of comprehensive assessment we have in the nation. They did a pretty good job in math, but I will say not a great job in reading. So according to the national assessment, only about 31% of our fourth graders are proficient in reading, which is, you know, a 40 percentage point difference between what the state is saying and what the national assessment is saying. And we really are looking to the national assessment as being a good indicator of what our results will look like next year when we adopt new assessments aligned to our higher career and college ready standards.
So am I hearing you're expecting maybe a slight rude awakening as we shift to these new standards next year?
I think so, yeah, particularly in reading. We've adopted much more rigorous standards. We're getting new assessments that are actually going to give us much more robust and detailed information on student performance, but I think they will kind of reveal that we've been telling ourselves that we're doing a little bit better than we actually are.
What's the reason or reasons for this discrepancy? Why is the MEAP not aligned with the National Assessment for Educational Progress?
Well, it's based on our previous academic standards, which were really aligned to what students needed to do in sort of an industrial economy. And, you know, since then, we're in the 21st century, where we've moved on to really a knowledge-based economy, 21st century workplace. And so our new standards have improved and risen because of the demands on students and what they'll really be required to do in college and when they're competing with their peers in the country and around the world.
Have you, you know, the EAA has you know, been discussed quite a bit lately, just even the last couple of weeks, but over the last couple of years. That is the state's emergency school district for some of the worst performing schools in the state right now, just in Detroit. Have you had a chance to review the EAA's MEEP scores?
I did take a look at their percentage proficient change from last school year to this school year. This is really the first year that we can look at those data and attribute any sort of achievement to the EAA. And there were some improvements and some declines. You know, it varied depending on the school. I will say, though, it's really early to be kind of attributing any real results to the actual EAA, right? School turnaround is complex. It takes time. National research suggests it takes about 3 years to really see a significant bump in student learning due to, you know, school improvement efforts. So I would say, you know, caution anyone to really, you know, put too much weight in the results that came out on Friday, according to the EAA.
Either way on that.
Either right. way, right.
What's the Education Trust stance on the EAA in general?
You know, we think that we are encouraged by anyone who is really putting a strong effort in school improvement. We're kind of waiting to see about the results in the coming years. We were excited about potential improvements and a chance to sort of see innovation in the school improvement sphere, but and we want to make sure that those schools are held accountable. We have worked to make sure that they're continuing to take part in the state assessments and the state accountability system so we can monitor their progress. So we're watching closely and hopeful.
Mm-hmm. In your point of view, is there enough current data now on the EAA to justify a large expansion of the program as being discussed in the legislature and supported by the governor?
I'm not sure, honestly. I can't really speak to that.
Okay. So, you had talked about, now this is the last year for the state that will be using the MEEP tests. It's likely transitioning next year to the Smarter Balance Assessment,
right.
Which is part of the new Common Core, although the legislature still has to make that final decision. Yeah, how will these new tests work?
So these new tests, if we do move forward with Smarter Balance, which we think is the right path forward for Michigan, will be computer adaptive. So they'll be given on a computer, and they will adapt to whether a student gets a question right or wrong. The difficulty of the next questions will change based on that. And it's the way the GRE is done, for instance. And it's a really good way to get very accurate information on where a student is in the trajectory and according to the standards. So instead of sort of a fixed form test, these assessments will give us sort of very nuanced information that teachers can use to then inform their instruction. Most teachers and parents say the MEEP today is not very helpful in doing that, so we're really hopeful about the new assessments and their ability to really key in on where students need the most help.
And these are computer-based. Are there provisions in place if a school is not equipped to handle that, you know, with Wi-Fi capabilities or enough computers, et cetera, to take that test?
Yes. So there are plans to make sure that districts and schools that don't have the capability to use computers can use a paper and pencil option.
Mm-hmm. What do you see as some of the other, but you mentioned, you know, we get more real time or sooner results that can be implemented. You know, what are some of the other benefits that you see coming out of this shift?
Well, I think the biggest benefit is that it's going to be aligned to what we know kids really need to know and be able to do, and therefore give us a more honest portrait of how Michigan students are doing and therefore where we need to maybe make large-scale changes in our kind of instructional models and our ways of addressing student weaknesses. And then also, as I was saying, on sort of individual student levels, how can we better address both student strengths and weaknesses? I think we're going to get much better data on all of those fronts.
Now, the legislature is considering or looking at, there are a number of tests out there, but the Education Department has recommended the Smarter Balance test. Is that where you stand as well with the Education Trust? Are there other tests you're looking at as well, or do you support the Smarter Balance test moving forward?
I think right now, and for next school year, the Smarter Balanced assessment, in our view, is the best option for Michigan. It not only will give us the kind of data and information we need, but it's also kind of ready to go. It's the only assessment that we know of that Michigan has said we are ready to implement it next school year, and we think that's hugely important. We need to move on past the MEEP and adopt these new standards and align our assessments to those standards. There needs to be alignment throughout that system.
Sarah Lenhoff is the Director of Policy and Research for the Education Trust Midwest. Thank you, Sarah, for joining me to talk about the MEEP results.
Thanks, Joe.